Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to Girls That Manifest. On the show, I will teach you how to manifest an expansive and extraordinary life beyond your wildest dreams. We will go deep on all things mindset, manifestation, law of assumption, spirituality, and metaphysics. I can't wait to bring you this content. So grab your matcha mimosa or macchiato and let's get into the show. Back in January, probably even a little bit December, I decided to do a fun little experiment. You know me and my experiments. I love trying out new things. I love giving things a go, and I like giving myself a time frame because it means I don't have to stick to it forever. And this experiment was in manifesting unexpected money consistently. So obviously, you know, I've been very successful at manifesting money through my business, and I make a six-figure income each year. I really don't have to try very hard at this point in manifesting money through my business. However, I hadn't really spent a whole lot of time on seeing money coming through different sources outside of my business, right? I hadn't worked on money coming through unexpected sources. And so I really wanted to start building a new self-concept around that and just have fun with it, okay? And if I'm being completely honest, being able to work on this in a fun, lighthearted way is a lot easier when you have consistent money coming in, right? When you don't, then it can get a little bit tricky. It's not impossible. It just depends on your desire for it and your discipline in your persistence of what you want. But before we get into this episode, I want to share a little bit about what's happening next month in May. So inside Money Mindset School, every 4 months we have a 21-day challenge, and May is a challenge month. And the theme around the 21-day challenge in May is manifesting five-figure months, right? And so in this challenge, this is probably one of my favorite challenges, but I'm likely going to say that every single time I talk about a challenge because challenges are really fun. But in this specific challenge, we really focus on creating a new identity around how money works for you in your business. I help you begin a daily practice that enables you to start receiving larger amounts of money. In this challenge, you'll also learn how to reach new levels of income and remain at that new level, meaning there's no dips and dives. You'll also learn how to let go of manifesting from your ego and manifest from your inner sense of wholeness instead, which is probably the most profound thing I've ever learned about manifesting. And it is what I gear all of my manifestations around, this sense of wholeness. You'll also learn to stop doing everything you don't want to be doing in your business and start focusing on what feels good and actually works for you. And then, of course, you are going to, through this challenge, attract dream customers and clients who love to pay you and are deeply impacted by your work. So in terms of what you get inside the challenge, it is 21 daily audio lessons to creating and normalizing five-figure months in your business. You'll also get guidance, tools, and practices formed into homework to help you shift your self-concept into the version of you that accepts higher levels of income. You've got the supportive Facebook group to connect with other members and, of course, with me. And then, of course, you get access to the entire Money Mindset School membership, which is a library of past abundance circles, masterclasses, live sessions, meditations, visualizations, workshops, and more. Plus, you get to attend all of the live upcoming events that are coming in the months to come. If that sounds like something you want to be part of, let's rewrite your rules and create a new reality that is exactly what you want to experience in your business, with your income, and with your customers and clients. This isn't a challenge where I'm going to be teaching you strategy. That's what the Six Figure Society is for. But this challenge is focused on changing your self-concept into someone who makes five figures, following her own sense of direction for her business. This is a key element in having a successful business. It's seeing yourself as a successful business owner. It's seeing yourself as someone who can make large amounts of money. I've been in this business a long time and I've seen so many people come into it and never get anywhere far because they constantly sabotage themselves through their own mindset, through their own beliefs and assumptions about themselves and about their work and about their business, that they don't even really give themselves a chance. So if that's you, if you feel like you're getting in your own way, or you just want to manifest five figure months, come and join us inside Money Mindset School in this challenge. To get details on that, head to the link in the show notes below. And now let's get into today's topic. So we are talking about manifesting unexpected money consistently. We've talked a lot about manifesting money through your business in the previous weeks. And if you want to listen to more episodes specifically on the topic of manifesting money through your business, check out episodes 46, 50, and 51. But I haven't talked a lot about unexpected money. So like I said, I began in January, potentially at the end of December, I can't remember. And within the first couple of days of beginning this challenge, this experiment, I started manifesting money in totally unexpected ways. So at first it was things like vouchers or fee waivers, refunds, even points to spend that I didn't know that I had. I even found money on the street. I was heading to a local event with my mom and I realized I forgot my wallet. I literally said out loud, "Oh my gosh, I forgot my wallet." And just as I said that and realized that, I looked down and there's just a perfect $20 bill just sitting on this hedge waiting for me. So I picked it up and I now had money to spend at the market. But as I have persisted in this of receiving unexpected money, I've also noticed that sale items of things I'm selling on Marketplace are selling for the exact amount I want, which is kind of unheard of. If you've ever sold anything on Marketplace, everybody wants a bargain. So it's usually unlikely that you're able to sell it for the price that you want, unless it's a super high demand item. But I've been able to sell them for the exact price that I want. I also received $5,000 randomly through a relative out of the blue. I noticed that my investments, the return suddenly started doubling, which we know the market fluctuates all the time, day after day. But I just found it so interesting that at the time that I decided to start this experiment, this is what was happening. And then, of course, as you know, I've been getting massive surges of surprise sales in my business, which I do get surprise sales. It's a normal thing, a frequent thing, but not at the volume that I've been getting. And as you know, I talked about it in episode 53 on my 2-week experiment in manifesting magnetism, that random Sun article written about me and my business. It brought me a ton of traffic and a ton of sales, which is always very, very lovely and very exciting to receive. But this has been my experience since I started creating this new state, this new self-concept of being someone who receives unexpected money. And there's only really two things that I have been doing in order to manifest this. Like I said, I've been keeping it really lighthearted and fun. So reaching and remaining in the end state, the state of the wish fulfilled, or what Neville Goddard talks about as the Sabbath, we will talk about this in an episode to come in the future. It's been really easy to achieve this state, right? Keeping it light, keeping it fun, it's been easy. So the two things that I've been doing are, number one, state akin to sleep, also known as sets. And this is when you imagine a scene of what you want occurring, what you want actually happening, or that you have it now. So for me, because it was unexpected money, I decided to go a bit abstract and see money coming at me, physically coming at me from every direction, just piling up all around me, almost as if it was like flooding my home. But instead of water, it's money. And that's just the scene that I chose to see a couple of times. I didn't do it every night. I wasn't extremely regimented about it because it was really easy to get in the end state anyway, because I was being lighthearted with it. So when I did remember to do state akin to sleep, as I was falling asleep, I would imagine just money pouring into my house, pouring into piles in front of me, flooding my home essentially. And then the second thing that I did was a strict mental diet. And strict in the sense of it was easy to stick to because I was staying lighthearted, right? I've talked about having a strict mental diet before. And in those cases, when I was very strict, it was because I had so many opposing thoughts and assumptions. So I had to get really, really deliberate and focused. But with this, because I was light, it was very easy to flip any thoughts that were opposing what I wanted, that were going in the opposite direction of what I wanted. And so what I mean about a strict mental diet is I kept all thoughts regarding unexpected money on the new outcome that I wanted to experience. So in the past, I didn't really think about unexpected money. Maybe I thought about it in a sense of like, that would be nice one day, but I didn't change my state. I didn't change my self-concept. I chose to not change the story at all or see myself with unexpected money. And so it never manifested, right? I poured most of my energy into my business because that's where I wanted to see money coming through. And that's how I wanted to experience money for a very, very long time. It's still how I want to experience money. But you know, when something is now a standard for you, it's not something you have to try to manifest or try to create or try to do because it's now your norm. So I don't really have to focus on that for business unless I want to achieve a different goal or increase my income level. But with unexpected money, it was new territory. So I had to start seeing myself with having the money and keeping all my thoughts on the topic of having it now, of receiving it, of knowing that I now receive unexpected money all the time. And so something I would always say to myself is just like a quick affirmation is money is coming at me from every direction. 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 Now I know in the robotic affirming episode, which was the last episode, I said six words or less. That was not six words, but I liked saying this affirmation. So it was the only affirmation that I was saying because it would help shift me into that end state, into feeling the state of the wish fulfilled, into seeing that money all around me, into feeling like I was always receiving unexpected money. This was now my reality. It was now my norm. I don't just receive money through my business. I now receive it unexpectedly. So if you are wanting to manifest unexpected money, or you're wanting to build up a new self-concept about seeing another way that money can come to you, I highly recommend trying this out. Do it as an experiment. Become like me and experiment with everything. Become a scientist in your little manifestation lab and see how it goes for you. See what works for you. Maybe you have something that you prefer to do over visualizing. Do that instead, but try it out. Be light with it. Be fun with it. Because when you're not grippy, when you haven't got something by the throat, when you're not like, this absolutely has to work, I'm counting on it, opposite thoughts are going to get in the way, right? Opposing thoughts are going to get in the way. And a little bonus tip I recommend is to document everything that manifests. It can be so easy to forget, right? It can be so easy to take things for granted or to see things as a fluke, see things as a coincidence. But if you create a document, whether it's on your phone, like in the notes app, and you actually make a note of everything that has manifested, all the money that has manifested and how it's come to you, you start to see that there is nothing coincidental about this. There is nothing fluky about this. This is you with literal proof and evidence that you are a conscious creator. You are a deliberate creator. You are the creator of your reality, and it is changing. It is morphing before your eyes. So that's just something extra that I recommend doing because I did it and I really liked seeing the list of things that I was manifesting and realizing, wow, this happened really quickly. So this is something I am still doing. Like I'm still manifesting just like magnetism. It's an experiment I am still completing. Because it's fun. And if it's fun, I'm going to keep doing it. The second it becomes not fun, the second it feels like a chore, I don't want to do it. And I'm sure you're not going to want to do it either. But I want you to think about it in this way, is that no matter what it is you're working on, no matter what it is you are trying to manifest, persisting in the outcome you want to have is the key. Persisting in the outcome, right? You have moved yourself into the end result. You're not still sitting at the start line wanting this result. You're not in the middle of the race trying to get this result. You are already in the end with the result, okay? Persisting in the outcome, the end result. So that is how I have been manifesting unexpected money consistently and how you can too. Once again, if you would like to join the Manifest 5-Figure Months 21-Day Challenge inside Money Mindset School in May, head to the link in my show notes and sign up to the waitlist. And if you loved this episode, make sure you subscribe, and I would love it if you could leave a review. And I will talk to you again next week.